This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
With former prosecutor and guest Lori Gilbertson.
What do you make of Rex Heerman meeting with a clergyman once a week while in jail? Is this just kind of one of those things that an attorney is saying, look, if you want to have just an ounce of someone giving you a little bit of pity, bring the priest in? Or is this typical of people who commit heinous crimes and are accused of them, then suddenly finding God when they're caught?
Oh, gosh. You know, who knows, really? Yeah. In this case, I was looking at some articles on him, and I think there was one article that described him as a dedicated churchgoer. I thought, really?
Yeah.
You know, I think we have some other things that we can look at here. I to be completely honest, I have no idea what it means. And honestly, does it really matter? Maybe he needs someone to talk to. Maybe he has found God. Maybe it is just a way of trying to, you know, get some sympathy or, you know, get something out there so that he is identified not just as, you know, a serial, most likely rapist and murderer, but someone who's seeing a clergyman. It doesn't mean a whole lot to me. And I don't think we would have any idea what
sure.
It is until someone comes up with, you know, until there's a little more information on it.
Completely, completely. This is a broad question. It's just speculative. But I mean, you've worked in this world as a prosecutor many years. If you were to look back on characters like this, like the Rex Heermans, how are people like Rex Heerman created? I mean, did he start out like this as a child? I mean, this seems to have amped up, I would think, at some point. But how, in your opinion, are people like this made?
Oh, gosh. How much time do we have, Tony?
We have all the time in the world.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
You know, without hearing more from him and just looking at the crimes, the period of time, how he committed them, and some of the, you know, the phone calls that are kind of, that he seems to have made that just were kind of just
evil,
really evil, exacerbating these terrible situations. I'm reminded of a case that I had when I was in the Appeals Bureau when I was a prosecutor, and it detailed how someone who is similar to Rex Heerman, you know, a pretty cold-blooded, somewhat psychopathic killer, came to be. And, you know, for this person, it started with some real cruelty to animals when he was young. And I don't even want to detail it because I don't want to leave this image that I have in my mind with, with your listeners, because I don't wish that on anyone.
Yeah.
But, you know, it really started with taking, you know, kind of the weakest things that this person could find and pretty much torturing them just to enjoy it and just to see what would happen and to see how they would feel. And someone like Rex Heerman, who did that as well, took kind of the weakest people that he could find and pretty much tortured them to, you know, who knows what's in his head, but to see how it would feel for him. And obviously he got a lot out of it.
Yeah.
So, you know, as to being made, I think that, you know, I certainly don't have that expertise. I'm not a forensic, you know, psychiatrist or psychologist, but from my experience, this doesn't just come on, you know, at the age of, you know, 30 or 40. This is something that's with him for a very long time and that was probably exhibited through his childhood, even if maybe no one knew about it. And that's what I've seen, you know, qualifying that, as I said, I don't know all the particulars of his case. And I think once this starts really going to trial, some of that may come out and maybe there are going to be some defenses related to that.
Other than being slowed down or stopped because people are investigating, looking into them or arresting them, do these people ever slow down or stop, or is it always the hard stop, either death or incarceration?
Yeah, it really seems like being caught is the way that they stop. It's too enticing. And the more and more that people get away with things and they get away with the crimes and they push it and push it, like his phone calls, like doing all this when, you know, his wife was away 1 year. And then the next year, his wife was away and he did it again.
Yeah.
So just pushing and pushing to see what he can possibly get away with. And the same idea that he, you know, Rex Heerman was living, you know, working as a pretty successful architect in Manhattan, living in, you know, a nice town in Massapequa, a wife and children, this whole front. And every day he knew he was getting away with something. And so why stop? You know, that, and ultimately, because of that, you know, is how he ended up getting caught, because he just kept going and going. And that is mostly what I have seen. It is rare that you see serial killers just decide to retire.
You're consuming the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member, exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.